This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, I'm Natalie Pinsham, and I'll be reading synopses of articles on oncology, stereotactic radiosurgery, the skull base, and hydrocephalus, published on September 6, 2013. The impact of radiosurgery fractionation and tumor radiobiology on the local control of brain metastases, a clinical article by Eric Carl Oermann and colleagues. This is a two-center retrospective study of the dependency of local control rates on tumor radiobiology and radiosurgical dose fractionation. For patients receiving single fraction radiosurgery, there was no difference in local control rates between patients with radioresistant brain metastases and radiosensitive brain metastases. However, for patients receiving fractionated radiosurgery, treatment of radioresistant tumors failed at a higher rate than treatment of radiosensitive tumors. These results suggest that while single fraction radiosurgery is equally effective in the treatment of radioresistant and radiosensitive metastatic tumors in the brain, current fractionated regimens are less effective in radioresistant tumor subtypes. These results confirm that not all brain metastases respond equally to fractionated radiosurgery, but they do so in a manner consistent with past experience using whole brain radiation surgery. For radioresistant brain metastases, which appear to respond less favorably than radiosensitive brain metastases, the results suggest a need for either increased fractionated doses or the use of surgical techniques to facilitate single fraction radiosurgery. For radiosensitive tumors, though, fractionation appears to be a safe and effective option when a single fraction approach is deemed unsafe. Non-thermal ablation with microbubble-enhanced focused ultrasound close to the optic tract without affecting nerve function. A laboratory investigation by Nathan MacDonald and co-authors. Thermal ablation with high-intensity focused ultrasound is a potential non-invasive alternative to neurosurgery and radiosurgery that is currently in clinical trials. In the present study, an ablation method that combines low-energy ultrasound bursts with a microbubble agent was investigated. This method circumvents overheating of the skull, which currently restricts ultrasonic surgery to central brain targets. However, little is known about this type of ablation, which uses mechanical interactions between the intravascular microbubbles and the ultrasound field to produce localized ischemic lesions. This technique is being pursued to ablate skull-base tumors, in which the preservation of cranial nerve function is critical. To determine whether this is possible, the authors targeted a small brain volume at the skull base that overlapped the optic tract or chiasm in rats. Despite the creation of a localized lesion, the optic tract appeared intact or had only relatively minor damage. Visual evoked potential measurements were recorded and, with one exception, showed no evident change in function. While these results are early, this non-thermal ultrasound method appears to be promising for non-invasive neurosurgery. It is suspected that some large white matter tracts have some resistance to this ablation method because of their low vascularity, which could be advantageous in some situations. Assessment of intracranial dynamics in hydrocephalus. Effects of viscoelasticity on the outcome of infusion tests. A laboratory investigation by Simone Botton and co-workers. In the broadest terms, hydrocephalus reflects pathologic craniospinal dynamics produced by the interactions between brain tissues, spinal cord, blood, and cerebrospinal fluid. One of the parameters used to obtain information on craniospinal dynamics is the resistance of cerebrospinal fluid outflow. This parameter is used clinically for selecting shunt candidates and for assessing shunt performance. Values for the outflow resistance are obtained by infusion tests of three main types: constant flow, constant pressure, or bolus infusion. The bolus infusion method has the shortest time of examination, and thus this method provides the shortest times of exposure of the patients to artificially increased intracranial pressure. However, for unknown reasons, the bolus infusion method systematically underestimates the outflow resistance. In this study, the authors demonstrate that if the viscoelastic behavior of the craniospinal space is taken into account, bolus infusion will yield correct outflow resistance values. Middle cerebral artery pulsatility index and cognitive improvement after carotid endarterectomy for symptomatic stenosis. A clinical article by Eric Heyer and colleagues. Transcranial Doppler ultrasonography measures cerebral blood flow velocity and can be used to determine the percentage change in cerebral blood flow during carotid endarterectomy when the carotid artery is clamped. It can also be used as a measure of the cerebral resistance using a calculated parameter called pulsatility index. Pulsatility index is calculated as the ratio of the systolic minus the diastolic velocities, divided by the mean velocity. Values greater than 1 are normal. The authors observed 53 symptomatic patients scheduled for carotid endarterectomy who had greater than 70% ipsilateral stenosis of their carotid artery. Patients were evaluated before and after surgery using a battery of neuropsychometric tests that evaluated 4 cognitive domains. Intraoperatively, the authors measured pulsatility index values. Pulsatility index values less than or equal to 0.8 predict symptomatic patients likely to improve cognitive functioning as early as the day after carotid endarterectomy. Compared with patients with pulsatility index greater than 0.8, patients with pulsatility index 0.8 or lower have an increase in cognitive performance with an odds ratio of greater than 7, assessed by a battery of neuropsychometric tests. Thank you for listening. Follow the JNS on Twitter at #TheJNS and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group. Comments on this podcast can be sent to JNSpodcast@thejns.org.